Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of the Comedy at the Carlson Cast. I'm your host, Vinny Paulino. Joining me today from Nuts and Bolts Comedy Improv, it's Frank Storaci. And don't forget, today's episode is brought to you by the good folks over at Three Heads Brewery, Rochester's favorite beer. Remember, only drink if you're 21 or older, and if you are drinking, drink responsibly. Here's your host, me. Wow, such a professional introduction. Maybe take some notes, Ross. Welcome back to another episode of the Carlson Cast. I'm Vinny, and I got to tell you, it's going to be an interesting weekend here at the club. Jade Cotta-Preta is going to be in the showroom Friday and Saturday night. There's some tickets still available for that. If you want to get in on it, you should definitely do that. But tonight here at the club, Rochester's longest-running comedy improv team is going to be taking our stage. And I have the co-founder of that team with us right now, Frank Storaci. You picked a great name for your first show back, huh?
Yeah, out of quarantine, yep.
Unquarantined is 7:30 tonight in the main room, in the meeting room. Are you excited?
I am very excited. It's been almost a year and a half since we've been on stage, and it's been taking a toll. So I can't wait to get back up there and joke around for an hour and a half and see what happens, you know?
I imagine you you improv people are bouncing off the walls at home for a year and a half.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we tried to, do online stuff, but it just didn't work because, we have the audience. We need the audience there. So we, but it's been crazy. We've been bouncing ideas back and forth over text and Zoom meetings and whatever for the last year and a half. And it's just finally we get to expunge them out of our system,
So there are still some tickets left, but I'm going to say this to you, and I think this is something that I want people at home to think about, and just something that I noticed, because I did I hosted New Comic Night a couple weeks back, right?
Yeah.
And it was the first like major open mic coming back to Rochester and since quarantine ended. It was like the first time a lot of people were able to get on stage for, like we said, a year and a half.
Yeah.
And it was one of the best shows I've ever been to. And it wasn't just because of the fact that, it was good to be out. It was good to be hosting a show. It was the comics were so ready and good to go. Like they were just been stir crazy to get to the stage.
Yes.
Are you guys feeling that energy?
Yes, we are. We are. We got a lot of people that have emailed us and said they can't wait to get out of their house to come see us, to get out, have a couple drinks and laugh, because everybody needs to laugh now because things have just been too serious for too long, So we need to definitely make some people laugh.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Now, you guys were really humming along pretty good before quarantine. You guys were voted best of Rochester 2 times.
Yep.
Before quarantine happened. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
How do they do Best of Rochester for the year everyone was at home?
Yeah.
There should only be one category, Best Takeout.
Yeah. Best DoorDash, right?
Right. Best DoorDasher. Like, seriously, I'm not even kidding you. That should be like a thing.
Yeah.
Highest rated Grubhub person in the city. Like, they celebrate them. The highest rated Uber driver. Build them a statue, for God's sake. But I'm just saying, like, you guys really were cruising. I mean, what do you have planned to kick things back up? I mean, this is this show, but what else are we going to do?
We got this show coming up. We're hoping to do some shows this summer, barring any restrictions that the King Cuomo has put on us. And we'll hopefully be back, and then we'll be back in the – definitely in the fall, we'll be back with our 23rd season. So, yeah.
23 seasons, man. Now, you are one of the founders of Nuts and Bolts. Now, you guys are over 20 years old. Like, if you had a kid when this thing first started, the child would be able to drink.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and we actually have someone in the troupe who – we joked that his parents got a babysitter so they could come see Nuts and Bolts when we first started.
<That's>
he's
cool.
Only 26. And
that's funny.
Yeah. And he's the same age I was when I started the troupe. So I'm like, look what you got to look forward to. This.
Way to encourage him, Frank.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, it's so wonderful to think that you guys have been able to put together like something that's been able to go along for so to be like an institution in improv in your city. It's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because it started off as a joke. No pun intended. We just kind of, you know, said, hey, let's do some improv. I was the only one who had improv training. So I taught, you know, the original cast, you know, I kind of instructed them and taught them how to do improv. And then it just kind of went from there. I never thought when we started that we would be doing it 23 years later, especially at an establishment like Carmody at the Carlson, that we'd be voted best comedy group two times in a row.
Well, we're glad to have you. I mean, one of the cool things about the club is we try to focus on and do some cool stuff with local talent, and not just stand-ups, obviously. We do improv, and we wanted to make sure that when we picked an improv team to come in here, that there's somebody that was established that can really continue to come in and perform and really put out good quality shows. And that's the hard thing, because improv, my God, you guys make it look easy for people, so everybody thinks they could do it. Yeah. And I kind of hate you for that, because it ends up being the same thing with stand-ups, but you guys make it look so easy that everybody thinks they could do it. And it is a very hard skill. And getting a good team together is difficult. So you have to find people who are experienced doing it to be able to put out a quality product. And that's why Nuts and Bolts, that's why you're here, buddy.
Yeah.
Hats off to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I've been very lucky that I've had some very talented performers over the years. You know, people have left and come back and, you know, a couple times, and, you know, it's always, there's always room for, you know, another performer. If you've been with us before, you know, there's always room for you to come back. I mean, we've had people that have moved out of town, come back to visit family and said, hey, can I jump on stage and do some improv? It's like, yeah, sure. You know,
why not?
Right. Exactly. You know, everyone's been great. I have an all-star cast. We have a new host tonight, a girl named Danny, who used to be with Jiva Comedy Improv.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's replacing.
You stole one yet.
Well, we stole two because Mitch used to be with Jiva as well, but they both came over and said, we miss improv. Can we play? And I'm like, of course. Yeah. So
Danny. Is that what you call it when you do improv? You play?
Yeah, we play. Yeah, we don't perform.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's what it is. It's making jokes with your friends on stage, and, you know, hopefully people are enjoying it.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
So when you tell me that you had improv training,
yeah,
you were the first person to have improv training. Talk to me about what that looks like, because, you know, it's one of those things where I think you can't teach funny, but you could teach a lot of other things that could help people focus it.
Yeah.
Could you just tell me a little bit about how improv helped you do that?
Well, I was a theater major at SUNY New Paltz, and one of the electives for the degree was an improv class, an intro to improv. And I was scared shitless of it. You know, I didn't want to, I didn't want to do anything. And I was like, improv, I don't know. I'm an actor. I have scripts, you know. But I took the class, and
boy, the things definitely change, don't they?
Yeah.
Our plans for when we're young. But yeah. Okay.
And so I took a class, and it was just the basic fundamentals of improv based on the Second City philosophy. Our professor was a member of Second City for a long time in the 70s. And she taught us a lot. And then I just joined a troupe, and we just learned by going, you know. But it's helped me, you know, people have always told me, you know, oh, Frank, you're so funny. Frank, so then I was like, yeah, whatever. But with improv, it's good to it helps me focus, because, you know, our show is structured in game. We call them games. Mm-hmm. And there's different formats and different rules that we have to follow in these games. So it helps me to focus. Like, you know, we got a game that we're playing tonight called the Ding Game, where it's a bell. Okay. And every time they ring the bell, you got to say something new or do something different.
Okay.
And that's probably the basic improv game, and the hardest, because you have to really be
fast.
Like, you can't sit there and, like, some improv games you get a chance to think and kind of do it, but otherwise this one is like very fast. So my training is helping me do that. And in my, when I do act, which I don't really do act anymore, I just do improv. When I said I have scripts, I did a play a few years ago, and I was petrified to memorize my lines because I'm so used to doing it on my own, you know, just on the spur of the moment. I couldn't remember my lines, you know. I just wanted to riff, you know.
Where art thou, Romeo? I'm right here.
I'm right here. Check it out.
Look at me. So listen, man, you talk about people like getting to know you, like doing improv and stuff like that. But like, how do you handle people when they first find out you do improv? Like, how do, like, when people look at you, they go, "All right, Frank, Red Bull, cans and a chicken, go." You know, like, how do you handle that? Do you like?
When I'm working, you know, I'm professional here at work, and I try to, maintain, because what I tell, and when people find out I do improv, they're like, "Oh, well, you don't seem to be that funny sometimes." And I was like, "Well, because if I did my shtick that I do on stage,
yeah,
I'm going to get fired."
Sure. You know? Sure.
So when people find out, they're like, they think it's cool, and then they're like, "Why didn't you go on Saturday Night Live?" I'm like,
right.
You know the percentage of people who make it to Saturday Night Live? I mean, please, you know? Right. I just kind of roll with it, and just then people get to know me, they come see the show, and they're like, "Oh, okay," and then they reference stuff and
sure.
You know, shoot me emails like, "Hey, I have a suggestion for a cool line in your improv."
And yeah, too bad I'll never be able to do it again, because not how improv works.
Exactly.
Like, it's so interesting to me, like, people walking into an improv show, people who are watching this right now that have never gone to an improv show, could you walk them through the difference between what you do and like a traditional stand-up show that they've been to?
Improv is all audience driven. We don't have anything planned. Well, the only thing we have planned is the games we're going to play.
Sure.
What happens in the contents of the game is made up by the audience.
Right.
So when you come to a nuts and bolts show, we kind of do like an instructional video type thing before the show, where we say, you know, "This is the rules of improv." Mm-hmm. You guys, you know, get loud, get crazy, have a few drinks. Don't be afraid to shout out stuff. By showing us respect is by playing along with us. We want the audience to play with us too. Whereas stand up, you know, you go, you watch, you know, the stand up has honed their act for so many years or for so long, and has worked on a lot of their craft. And you don't really shout out stuff, you know, because that's heckling. You know, you don't want to heckle. You don't want to heckle a stand up comedian, as you know.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, you don't want to heckle me. I'm a problem when you do that.
Yeah.
Now, Frank. You bring up an interesting point. The big difference is there's so much audience participation in this.
Yes.
So this is a fun date night.
Oh, of course.
This is a fun get out of the house night. There's a couple of tickets left. You get on them right now, carlsoncomedy.com. Come see Frank and the crew tonight. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, let me ask you this question. You can't prepare. All you can do is prepare the games.
Right.
Right? So what do you guys as a troupe do to get in sync with each other before a performance?
We do theater warm-up games, you know, stuff to get you kind of loose, because that's the thing. You have to be loose and have an open mind. So, you know, you let all the crap from the day, you just, you know, let it go. You're here to have fun. So we do some theater warm-up games that kind of are silly, you know, jumping around, that kind of thing, to get us in the mood. And that's, at least for me, opened my mind, you know, to anything, you know.
And that should be for the audience too. When you come out to the show, let it all go and just flow with this. Because let me tell you, it's live improv with a good team. There's nothing like it. So this is your opportunity, folks. This is last call on tickets. The show is at 7:30 tonight. CarlsonComedy.com. Frank, I can't say thank you enough for taking the time to talk to me today.
My pleasure.
My man.
Always a pleasure.
And we'll do something soon. I know you guys are going to have a real full fall, and I'm sure there'll be something going on over the summer.
Yeah.
But I'm always looking forward to see what you guys are up to.
Oh, well, thanks, Vinny. I appreciate that.
All right. We're going to be back next week with another Carlson cast. But until then, act right. Here's a little glimpse at our upcoming schedule. Remember, folks, tickets are limited right now, so jump on something. If you want to go see it, get your tickets now. And thank you, Frank. You want to close it out? Tell everybody what to do.
Get your
We have lots of really cool shows coming up here at the Carlson. Check out our schedule at carlsoncomedy.com. This very weekend, Jade Catapretta, May 21st and 22nd. Local hero to some, Mike Dambra, June 3rd to the 5th. And Jackie Fabulous, June 10th through the 12th. Stavros Helkias, June 17th through the 19th. And Rachel Feinstein, always very popular here, July 8th through the 10th. And Sorcerer Sky Sands, July 15th through the 17th. Shane Gillis, August 5th through the 7th. Jeff Allen, one day only on August 9th. And the Uncle Louie Variety Show will be here September 9th through the 11th. And Vic Divitetto, September 30th through October 2nd. New addition to the calendar, Mark Norman, October 14th through the 16th. Hilarious guy. And Pete Corelli, October 28th through the 30th. And Michael Rappaport, December 9th through the 11th. Again, if you want tickets, check out carlsoncomedy.com or call 585-4-COMEDY. Come out and join us at a show.
Thank you for being awesome and watching another episode of the Carlson Cast. Don't forget we're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube every Friday morning. You could also follow us on social media on Twitter and Instagram at CarlsonCast. You can listen anytime on iTunes, Google Play, and we're now available on Spotify. You should also check out an amazing app called Laughable. And on the Laughable app, you can connect to your favorite comedians in a way you never thought you could before. Download it in the App Store and visit CarlsonCast.com for information on more shows. And don't be a jerk. Rate and review.